5 p.m. New Year's Eve. Hello, everyone. This is John Lund, program manager of your radio station, WNBC. The telephone company has assisted the Big 66 with our survey of thousands of listeners. We apologize for any inconvenience in the circle exchange. Total Request was a big success. Because you and thousands of your neighbors responded, 66 Radio WNBC will sound totally new, totally you, in 1975. We're now computing a radio format comprised of your all-time favorite records. And that new format will premiere on Radio 66 at 12 midnight, New Year's Eve. Be listening for the important announcement. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your participation in Total Request Radio. WNBC listens to you.
66 WNBC.
Gotta catch the music you want to hear on WNBC in 1975. In fact, we're computing a radio format comprised of your all-time favorite records. Now, the new WNBC radio format will premiere tonight at 12 midnight following the New Year's Eve celebration from Radio City. So stay tuned as the Big 66 becomes your radio station. WNBC listens to you.
66 WNBC.
NBC.
WNBC.
With her. We're going to count it down for you here in just a little bit. Let you know when that New Year's coming in so you can celebrate properly. Got the glass in one hand and the radio in the other.
Oogie.
Yes, Dick.
Oogie, congratulations, welcome, and this is going to be a good year for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got it all set up.
Good year for WNBC.
We got it going. We got it ready to put down. We got just about 20 seconds left to go until the exciting thing pops. 1974's got 15 seconds. You want to count?
Let's do it.
We'll do a little Auld Lang Syne at midnight. How's that?
Right. Yeah, let's do it.
10
okay,
seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is John Lund, program manager of WNBC Radio. I'm here this morning to announce a major change in programming philosophy for Radio 66, WNBC. Ours is a world of change. Yesterday's dream is today's standard, and today's techniques will be outdated tomorrow. What do we need most? Positive enthusiasm, community involvement, listener awareness. This is the backbone of today's radio. And there's a new excitement in Rockefeller Center. I'm proud to say it's 66 WNBC, with studios right here on the second floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC. New York City.
Here at 66 WNBC have discovered a flaw in the New York radio dial. A mistake. A void. Research pointed it out. New York radio is programmed to the axes, the extremes of the programming spectrum. Of this city's top 15 radio stations, about half are contemporary rock and roll, or top 40. The others are programmed for an over 35-year-old audience. All talk, news, country western, or adult album music. What's lacking in the New York area, we feel, is a stepping stone radio station. A radio station specifically programmed to reach adults who are too old for adolescent rock and roll, yet too young for an old line or all talk format. Broadcasters consider this group 18 to 49 years of age. These people make up an important group. They have no real place to call home. No station to call their own. They drift from a progressive rock and roll station to an AM rock and roll station to an FM oldies rock and roll station, perhaps even to an old line middle-of-the-road AM station, or over to a talk or news or conversation station. They're longing for the security of just one radio station, not many. The radio station they need is not boring, redundant, or confining. Psychologists tell us their lives have enough of that. What kind of radio station is needed most in Greater New York? A radio station with life, spontaneity, fun, excitement. The greatest personalities in New York radio who have a lot of fun in everything they do on the air. And one of the things these top-flight professional radio personalities do on the air is play your all-time favorite music. And that's where Total Request Radio comes in.
Total Request! Total Request! 66 WNBC.
Thursday morning, December 26th, at 7 a.m., radio history was made with Imus in the Morning. At that moment, WNBC Radio undertook a major audience research project. We installed a brand new telephone number, hired a staff of telephone operators, and began Total Request Radio. We wanted to know what records you wanted us to play. Our special Total Request switchboard was open daily for 6 days, Thursday the 26th through Tuesday the 31st, as we asked listeners in our vast listening area to participate in our person-to-person survey. Thousands upon thousands responded to our experiment. During Total Request Week, we computed a new radio format, a programming concept, if you will, comprised of your all-time favorite records.
New York City,
for the good times,
66, WNBC.
WNBC Total Request Research proved an interesting theory. Respondents requested music that took them back to the best years of their lives. They wanted to hear the all-time hits of the 50s and 60s, the cream of the mellow crop of top-selling hits, the hits that were popular when the listeners were teenagers or young adults, music that made memories of first dates, classmates, uncommitted freedom, drive-in movies, first romance, the high school prom, the music that was popular during that great time when they were meeting, courting, and marrying the right person in their lives.
Cousin Brucey, for the woman with the man in mind, on WNBC.
Our listeners overwhelmingly requested their favorites to be played from the 50s and 60s and now. These listeners, 18 to 49 in age, asked for this radio station to be fun, fascinating, with personality, contests, and total listener involvement. And WNBC listens to you, New York, for this is the start of something big. The new sound of the new WNBC for the new year.
66 WNBC.
WNBC, as traditional as the three most recognizable notes in American radio, the NBC chimes, yet as exciting and contemporary as today. WNBC, playing the solid gold memory makers of yesteryear, demographically designed to attract and hold the important 18 to 49-year-old adult radio listener. A radio station format designed to bring back that feeling.
WNBC.
Playing the music of the 50s, 60s, and now, WNBC becomes your great escape. For it's packed with nostalgia as it reminds you of those great times when you were younger. WNBC, your great escape from the other radio station alternatives in New York. WNBC, your great escape, helping you escape to the most phenomenal vacation spots in the world. A new contest, Your Great Escape, is coming soon to the Big 66. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your radio station. During Total Request Week, you told the Big 66 the music you wanted to hear. And WNBC listens to you. This is Program Manager John Lund speaking, and welcome everyone to the new WNBC for the new year. This is your Great Escape, and now it's showtime.
66 WNBC.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! What a beautiful way to start 1975 with a brand new radio station in New York. This is Dick Summer. We are going to have a program for you tonight like you have probably never heard on a New Year's Eve. Back New Year's morning now. We'll have Olga in here to take a look at 1975, month by month, telling you what's going to happen, probably, in 1975. You'll be telling us what you remember of 1974, the biggest, best memories that you have of 1974. And I'll be playing the top three songs of every month of 1974. So between now and about 6 o'clock in the morning, things should go just swimmingly. This is the number three record from last January. Do you remember?
Theme by the Love's Unlimited Orchestra. That's the number three song from January 1974. We're going to look ahead to 1975 because that's where we are right now at quarter past 12 o'clock on 66 WNBC. I'm Dick Sommer. Happy New Year. We have with us tonight Olga. Olga the Witch is with us. If you have been listening to this program for any length of time, you've heard us do the vibrations forecast. Well, Olga is taking a look tonight at the entire year, 1975. And in a few minutes, she's going to tell you about January. What will January be like during the year 1975? We're also going to be playing the top three songs of each month of 1974. And from you, we would like to have your biggest memories of each of the months of 1974, starting with January. Give us a buzz at PL78866. PL78866. And tell us, what is the biggest thing you remember from last January? This is the number two song.
66 WNBC. In St. George, I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job, slay him. You call me, Chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah. So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Oh, baby, let me be. You love me, take me back. Pull me chain around my neck. Leave me anywhere. Let me be. Oh, let him be. No, hold anybody. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be. Oh,
baby, baby, let me be. Run you every night. Run your fingers. kiss through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
NBC.
The new sound in New York is 66 WNBC, and we've got it all.
You got it, baby.
Wake up gently with Imus in the morning.
I got it.
Everyone's cousin Brucey keeps you company midday.
I got it, and all my cousins got it.
Early in the afternoon, it's just plain Al Brady.
Even just plain Al's got it.
Burner with a V drives you home later on in the afternoon.
I've got it. Think I ought to see a doctor?
Evenings, Oogie Pringle tells it like it is.
Therefore, I believe in reference, and certainly in part to thinking about it, that I got it.
All night, it's Dick Summer.
Shouldn't that be you have got it?
And Radio City Bill here and there.
Mostly there.
It's all here at the Big 66. We've got it. So if you want it, come and get it. 66 WNBC, your great escape in New York.
You definitely got it.
WNBC. WNBC.
It's 5:30.
Here's a new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Update. This is Don Blair with an update report on the news.
Has not been doctored in any way, and it's a sound that you could hear any time in anybody's house. And I will tell you once again that that took about 14 seconds when I did it for that particular recording. But I do hold the world's record for doing it. In an emergency, it can be done in 4.2 seconds. But you have to, it's a real emergency for it to be done in that time. And I would hate to be the people downstairs. So if you think you know what that is, call 246-1212.
Dick Summer. WNBC.
Nobody has yet gotten the summer secret sneaky sound. Finally, I think I have hoisted you on our own petard. Now, let's see, I'll tell you what it is, like, before the program is finished, if nobody gets it between now and then. I got a sneaky feeling, though, we're going to get somebody who has some idea of what it is. But we'll see.
Your entries in the WNBC studios is midnight, March 9th. You have three ways to enter, see?
Yeah.
You can either send your name, address, and phone number on a postcard to you. Great Escape, WNBC, P.O. Box 650, New York, New York. And the zip code is 10019.
Right,
or you can register at the participating merchant. Or you can fill out a 3x5 card and bring that to the studio here at WNBC, or take it to any of the dummies. It's absolutely no deal. A drawing will determine the winners. There'll be 23 winners in all, and somebody going to win a 75 Plymouth Duster. That's right. It's also a Caribbean cruise for two, 7 days, 8 nights, weekend trip to Washington, D.C. with VIP treatment in the new Marriott Twin Bridges Hotel. Well, VIP treatment means they don't tap your phone. There are 20 senior stereo systems being given away. The winners will be announced on March 15th. And don't forget, the deadline for having the entries in the studio is midnight, March 9th.
17 to 6 o'clock in the Big 66. I'm Dick Summer. That was, of course, Don Imus in the Munin. I'm a little grouchy lately. His loincloth shrunk, I think.
WNBC.
Summer. Yeah, that we had. Oh, we get the sound? Okay, here's the sound. Listen again. Once again, let me remind you that in an emergency, you can do that a lot faster, okay?
I'll tell you what it is. If nobody gets it by 8 o'clock, I will tell you what it is. You know, we won't leave you hanging. Some of the people who called said these things.
It is a radio station.
It certainly is.
I'd like to comment on the sound that's on there.
Go ahead.
I think it's a bowling ball knocking down pins and the machine's resetting.
No, it's not, but thank you.
Thank you.
Right. NBC.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Would that be someone pulling a chair away from the table, sitting down and sliding back in?
No, it's not, but thank you.
Right.
NBC.
Hello, is this somebody breaking down a door?
No, it's not, but thank you.
Okay, thank you.
NBC.
I think I know what the sound is.
Okay, what is it?
It's a compactor.
No, it's not, but thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
NBC?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're coming in very low. Is that the sound of the roller coaster being started up?
No, it's not. We're a very low station. That's why we do come in kind of low. Thank you.
Hello?
I can hardly hear you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Hello? Yes?
Is it a bowling pin?
No, it's not. What were you doing on the same line with that lady? Are you married?
No, I don't know.
Well, then what were you doing on the same line, sir?
I don't know. I just called.
Being on the same line before you get married is a venial sin. Did you know that?
No.
Oh,
but
well.
Terrific anyway.
Do some penance and we're just okay.
How come it's so hard to get to your line? We call from Bethel, Connecticut. We've been trying for an hour.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I suppose a lot of people trying to call.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
How's things in Bethel, Connecticut?
Pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
We've had a couple of times that has happened when a lot of people call the same number at the same time and they get backed up. It's a good way to meet some new folk there. Not bad at all. Nobody's gotten it yet, though. The summer's secret, sneaky sound remains an enigma, wrapped within a mystery. If you think you know what it is, call 246-1212, 246-1212, post-haste. This is more fun than a barrel of Watsai, you know, which are imported. And I tell you, I didn't think that it would really zing you quite this good on this one. When you find out what this sound is, you are going to say, "Great Scott!" All kinds of things like that, you know, because it's a very common sound. We got it up? Here, this is the sound. I've got to tell you is, in an emergency, it can be done a lot faster than that. Now, these are what some of the people thought it might be.
Yes. Is it opening up of a window and letting down the fire escape?
No, it isn't. Are you in a hurry, though?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was a quick way out. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
NBC.
Is the noise somebody pulling furniture or something on a dolly?
Almost, but not quite. That's a very close guess, but thank you.
Okay.
Right. NBC.
Hello. Is this sound the door opening and closing?
It is not, but thank you.
Thank you.
Right. NBC.
Yes. Unless I'm wrong, that sound is the pulley of an elevator shaft.
Congratulations, you're wrong. Thank you.
I was trying to get it for an hour and a half.
So, listen, you know, it's not really terribly far off, I guess, but you know what the prize for this is, don't you?
Yeah, nothing. But do I get that anyway as a consolation prize?
No, I can't send it to you unless you win, you know, but it's an important thing. We got a lot of that here.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get rid of some of it, you know, so finally we'll have something. But
yeah, okay.
I can't send it to you this time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay,
bye. NBC.
Yes, is that a zipper?
Where?
I don't know, on a pair of pants?
And you know, everybody I've spoken to has said you're such a nice girl.
Me?
Yes, and for you to say a thing like that, that's just...
Me, I'm not a nice girl.
You're not?
No.
Where do you live?
In Huntington.
I'll be right over. NBC.
Hi, could it be someone flushing a toilet bowl?
On a federally regulated radio station?
Why not?
No, it is not, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll send you the Tidy Bowl Award.
That's
a cruise with a little man on a tiny ship.
It's nice looking, I'll take it.
Big summer.
WNBC. WNBC.
Buster, this time we started playing this a couple of hours ago, and usually you snap up those secret sounds very quickly, but this time I think we got you by a little bit. So we will play it now, and you can record it if you like and try to figure it out, and we'll take some more phone calls on it in about 10 or 15 minutes or so, okay? Here's the sound. Okay, one clue that I gave you, that took about 14 seconds when we recorded it that time. I want you to know that I hold the world's record. I can do the same thing that was recorded there in 14 seconds. In an emergency, I can do it in 4.2 seconds. See? But then I got a lot of experience. Anyway, if you think you know what that is, you can give us a buzz in about 10 minutes. The prize is nothing. See, because we didn't give away all the nothing we had last week. And so we still got some here, and we'll be sending it out to the first person who can call at 246-1212 in about 10 minutes and properly identify that sound so that when we get rid of this nothing, why, we'll really have something here at the station, okay? Can we play that one more time? Here's the sound once more. Once again, one
turnover.
An emergency that can be done in 4.2. I have a clue. And well, first of all, let's do the sound. Okay, we got the sound there? Okay, here's the sound. I got a phone call and it went like this.
NBC.
Is it a closing of a portable bed?
Oh, let me hear you say that again.
Is it the closing of a portable bed, like a couch type bed?
Marge, I've got to give it to you.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Two nothings in a row.
It is a convertible bed. Marge, what gave you that idea?
I thought about you. Where's your mind with me? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon when everybody's working, you'll be closing beds.
Well, you thought about it in a pure sense anyway, right?
Semi-pure.
Marge, you're beautiful. You know what you win?
Nothing. I got two nothings. I can put them as bookends on the end of the Love and Touch book.
Okay, thank you, Marge. You're beautiful.
Oh, congratulations to Margie Larkin, who correctly identified the sound as the opening and closing of a convertible bed. Marge wins nothing.
Congratulations from 66 WNB.
Operates on an assigned clear channel frequency of 730 kHz with a power of 5,000 watts. Studios and transmitters are located in Chicopee, Massachusetts. We invite you to tune in at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for complete news and information on the WACE Morning Report every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8:30 a.m. And a reminder, gold music continues once again at 8:36 tomorrow morning. We now wish you a very pleasant good evening.
Speaking of clinkers, Augie will be in 66 WNB. My name is Vernon with a V.
New York City.
Biggest thing in New York radio today.
NBC Radio News.
Today, after that song, maybe permanently. Vernon with a V is next, and I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Have a nice day, everybody.
Hear the new excitement. Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC, New York City.
NBC Radio News.
The papers.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC.
Radio News.
Any day, but you'll never be a winner, never be a winner, if you don't play. Did you give yourself a chance to be a winner this week? There's one big prize that's unplanned. It's called the jackpot and it can get really big every week. As big as 400 grand.
Woo! That's what I call a jackpot.
In the New York Lottery. You could be a winner any day, but you'll never be a winner, never be a winner, if you don't play.
In the New York City area, for winning lottery numbers, call area code 212-999-6868.
Son of Cousin Brucie.
66 WNBC.
On the base.
WNBC.
Now.
66 WNBC.
Here's the former. WNBC, your great escape, starting tomorrow at 4, is a Grammy Award weekend. Burning with a V in your radio.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Radio News. Bomb after burning for over 16.
UNBC.
Gary Lewis.
UNBC.
Past reports put the damage at $50 million. But a top-ranking executive has downgraded that figure.
Days and eight nights aboard a Cunard luxury liner. Sun, sand, surf, blue sky, good food and drink, and lots of relaxation. A Caribbean cruise for two. One of 23 prizes you can win in your Great Escape Phase 2. To enter, send your name, address, and phone number on a postcard to Your Great Escape Phase 2. Post Office Box 660, New York, New York, 10019. Or register at participating merchants. All entries must be in the WNBC studios by midnight March 9th. So enter today. Enter often. You may find yourself one of 23 winners in Your Great Escape Phase 2. Register for Your Great Escape at Amalgamated Bank, 15 Union Square in the city.
WNBC, Your Great Escape.
Frankie Valli on WNBC. Boy, it's a Grammy Award-winning weekend. Yeehaw. Starting tomorrow afternoon at 4, it's a Grammy Award-winning weekend. Hey, Homo Boogie Pringle.
WNBC.
Letterman now with a theme from a summer place. 44 degrees in Midtown. Low tonight, low 30s. Gonna be fair and dark most of the night. To it this time, till next time, so long this time, bye-bye. Name's Vernon with a V.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC.
Radio News, this is Steve Porter.
To NBC News.
It's 43 degrees and partly cloudy at 8:04 in New York.
Sunny in the morning with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, a chance of rain or snow and a low in the low 30s. In Rockefeller Center, it's 43.
Next news at 9 o'clock, bulletins at 1. I'm John Bohannon, WNBC News.
66 WNBC. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You see, what was his name? Fellow was on there, nice-looking kid, but tries a little too hard, don't you think?
Menzies.
Okay. All right, we're going to take over for our Vermin with a V here. And, of course, as we do every
quarter. Just moments ago, the House of Representatives...
And we've got it all.
You got it, Dave.
Wake up gently with I'm
a system that sounds like this.
Yes, 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 yes.
We are coming to you out of the speakers of a Zenith stereo.
Don't we sound nifty?
Hey, you sure do. If you'd like one for your very own, just send your name and address on a postcard to Great Escape, Phase 2, Post Office Box 660, New York, 10019. We're giving away 20 of them.
We don't come with stereo.
They know that, dummies. And as often as you like. The more the better, right, Truman?
Yeah, the more the better.
Register for your great escape at Arrow Audio and Electronics 51 Greenwich Avenue in the city.
Your great escape. 66 WNBC. Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC.
Let me hold your microphone.
New York City.
NBC Radio News.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Radio. Dow Jones Industrials closed up nearly 8 points in active trading. Listening to NBC News.
For many people, to be without a phone is to be lost. And for the businessman, it can be disastrous.
It happens to be very bad because I haven't had a customer all morning, and I do depend on phone service. People call up for breakfast, but it's going to hurt my lunch. Very, very, very bad.
It's affected our business. We do approximately 30% of the business on telephone here, you know, deliveries in the area, and we're hit very badly, you know.
Actually, we're very lucky because we don't deliver, so with delivery service, it's not too bad if you don't deliver, but the idea is how do we get our mission out.
The phone company has installed portable phones in the 300-block area affected, but regular service will be out at least 2 weeks and possibly as long as 6 weeks. Jack O'Rourke, WNBC News.
9 minutes past five. Now clear 43. Next news at 5:30 with John Bohannon. Bulletins at once. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News.
Grammy Award weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, another hour of Grammy music on your great escape.
66 WNBC.
Best male
WNBC.
Rockefeller Center. I'm John Bohannon with WNBC News at 5:30. The weather for the metropolitan area, cloudy tonight with a low in the low 30s, partly sunny tomorrow with a high 40 to 45. Sunday, fair and cold. In Rockefeller Center right now, degrees. Next news at 6 o'clock with Sam Hall and Bob Kane. Bulletins at 1. I'm John Bohannon, WNBC News.
David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington. Ed Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
Grammy Award weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, another hour of Grammy music on your great escape.
66 WNBC.
With a B. WNBC.
17th Annual Grammy Awards. All weekend, you'll hear the music of past and present Grammy winners. What is a Grammy? It's the highest award bestowed upon members of the recording industry by their peers. The first Grammys were awarded in 1958 and have been the most sought-after award in the recording industry ever since. We hope you'll enjoy this year's Grammy presentation and continue to listen to WNBC's Grammy Award Weekend.
Grammy Award Weekend. WNBC.
Nice to play, Tony.
WNBC.
ShopRite.
57 at WABC.
The management firm says the trend to a reduction.
Sit back to the Bible, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Big board volume is around.
Well, because he's never done that.
Well, see the pregame show, 8 o'clock, all the action from Philadelphia.
Inside your radio where you can't see.
NBC Radio News. Good
evening. Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC.
NBC Radio News. Good evening. This is Mark Henry reporting.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Radio News, this is Mark Henry reporting.
B6 NBC.
Good night. 66 WNBC on a Grammy Award weekend. It's Radio City, Bill, and that's going to wrap it up for this morning. I'll see you again at regular time on Monday night. That's about midnight. Of course, you go into our talk show later on in the morning. And shortly after the 8 o'clock news this morning, you'll be sure to catch out Imus in the morning. You've got a special weekend show, which is called The Best of Imus. Have a nice day. Enjoy the Grammys tonight, and enjoy the Grammy Award weekend. Bye-bye.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC.
Radio News, Jim Van Sickle reporting.
I'm Jack O'Rourke, WNBC News.
Here on June 1st, 1975, we have filed an application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning the station's performance during the period of time covered by the application and projections of our programming during the next 3 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by May 1, 1975. Further information concerning the Commission's broadcast license renewal process is available at WNBC AM, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York, 10020, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
WNBC.
Update. This is Jim Van Sickle with an update.
My old Shelly and Judy sound like to me. Well.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center. 66 WNBC.
He gonna hurt you, Judy. Watch him. He's bad.
NBC Radio News. A crack in the solidarity of the major oil-producing nations. I'm Charles McCord reporting.
WNBC.
Update. I'm Charles McCord with an update report on the news.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC, New York City.
NBC Radio News, Jim Van Sickle reporting.
Play 15 IPS. Can you dig it?
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66
WNBC. The Private Life of John Lund, upcoming.
New York City.
NBC Update. This is Jim Van Sickle with an update report on the news.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC.
Radio News. One of the OPEC nations is reducing oil prices. I'm Charles McCord reporting that.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Update. I'm Charles McCord with an update report on the news.
66 WNBC New York. Keep those cards and letters and get a chance to eat it. My name is Vernon with a V.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC.
Here in your weather area.
New York City.
Update. This is Jim Van Sickle with an update report on the news. Hijack in the Middle East, an Iraqi airliner, 85 passengers aboard, three guns.
I'll name one. I'm not afraid. I'll name one.
United States may change its attitude toward Cuba. This is Mark Henry reporting.
Up the Pieces, nominated for Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumental, 1974 on a Grammy weekend from 66 WNBC. With Vernon with a V and Maria.
Hear the new
NBC Update. This is Mark Henry with an update report on the news.
This is Muni and Vernon with a V. And my dad's good, too. Cousin Brucey. The other guys here, well, they're,
They're better than average. Better than the rest guys in the city. I miss me. We won more awards than the rest of disc jockeys in New York combined. You know that?
NBC Radio News. The sugarcane curtain may be parting soon. I'm Sam Hall reporting. NBC Update. I'm Sam Hall with an update report on the news.
WNBC.
NBC Update. This is Mark Henry with an update report on the news.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC.
NBC Update. I'm Sam Hall with an update report on the news.
Hear the new excitement
in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC. New York City. NBC Radio News. A new olive branch extended toward Fidel Castro. I'm Sam Hall reporting
on 66 WNBC, so
hang in there. We got all the good ones for you.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC. New York City.
NBC Radio News, Jim Van Sickle reporting.
The way the birds.
Stay tuned for the National Radio Pulpit, coming up next on Radio 66, WNBC.
It is just because...
NBC, New York.
Good morning. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. 50,000 watt, clear channel, WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News. Communists say Da Nang was captured because government soldiers surrendered. Good morning, this is Mark Henry reporting.
You're sharing these moments with the love of New York at 97 Stereo, a presentation of WNBC FM.
The beautiful music of Stereo 97 WNBC FM New York. A community affairs reminder, help save lives by reporting fires quickly, by telephone, by pulling the handle on the alarm box, or by using one of the city's new emergency reporting boxes. On the new boxes, lift the red cover, press the button, you'll hear a tone, wait for a voice to answer, then give the location of the fire. Remember, wait for a voice to answer, then report the fire. WNBC FM cares. Continuous beautiful music after the news.
NBC Radio News. This is Don Blair reporting. President Ford, now in Palm Springs, California, has ordered four naval transports to South Vietnam to...
This is the love of New York from Rockefeller Center. 97 Stereo is WNBC-FM, New York.
At least for Sunday morning.
Next news at 1 o'clock, bulletins at once. I'm John Bohannon, WNBC.
What a wonderful combination. Beautiful music and the love of New York. 24 hours a day on 97 Stereo.
Congratulations to just plain Al Brady, who last night at the bowling alley was named Pinhead of the Year. Also, congratulations to Kate Smith, who on her recent diet lost 98 pounds and forgot 17 songs. And now, back to our regularly scheduled record. Gonna be Diamonds in the Muni.
Hear the new excitement in Rockefeller Center, 66 WNBC. New York City.
Human Horoscope. If you're an Aquarian, today is a good day to swim upstream and spawn. However, today is not a good day to kiss an elephant on the lips. Thank you. From the Supremes to Burl Ives.
A little bit of tear let me down.
Burl Ives at 9:38 WNBC. Great escape time with Vermin with a V. Increasing cloudiness today. Dark tonight. High today of 50. Rain likely tonight. Possibly wet at times with a low in the mid-30s. New. Okay, Sig, we'll put you on the air in just a minute. We have Siggy Kozlowski, that well-known Polish humorist with the Polish joke of the day. But first,
Stiller and Mira.
Okay, Sig, you ready? Okay, we have probably America's foremost Polish humorist on the line right now, Siggy Kozlowski, with a Polish joke of the day. Take it away, Sig.
Dwa pijaki siedziały w knajpie.
Yeah?
Cały dzień i się uchwały. Nareszcie jeden mówi, o, moja żona jest prawdziwa anioł.
Prawdziwa anioł.
A pierwszy pijak mówi, psia kręć, moja żona jeszcze żyje.
WNBC 66. Thank you too much, you really are. This is Dawn now on WNBC. He don't love you like I love you, honey. Verma with a V, for I'm as in the Muni, who's taking a week off. My dad.
Revolving time and temperature water tower, high top 500 story burn of the Billing Studios, WNBC, located right here in beautiful Rock City, fella.
Please, high top revolving time and temperature water tower, high top 500 story burn of the Billing Studios, WNBC, located right here in beautiful Rocky Center, fella.
66 WNBC.
Lobo, I don't want to be your friend, honey. I want to be your sweetie.